From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session presented by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today has been here once before. When he was here, it was a full band, the band, and the guy is Decker. Hello.
Hello, Eric.
Welcome back. This time around, it is just you, but you are still Decker.
I'm still Decker.
Lowercase D, but a period for emphasis.
Lowercase D with a period at the end. Decker dot. And Decker the room dot. Got really, really nicer.
We moved. Yeah, we've got a little bit better place to put you.
I'm going to come back on the regs.
I hope that you do. I hope that you do. Let's see. So when we last talked, I believe that we introduced you as an Arizona-based singer and songwriter and band leader. You are originally from Denver, if I understand correctly.
Born Denver, yeah.
And kind of grew up in the Midwest, St. Louis.
Man, you're good.
Well, I have the internet.
You've been blowing me away all day.
You bounced around a lot. Was that your choice or parents' choice?
Yeah,
or how did that
well,
work?
I mean, up to age 18, it was, you know, with the parents. Yeah, after that, it's been my problem.
Where was home? Like, where did you feel home?
You know, it's always changed. I was born in Denver, and then I lived in Dallas and Louisville.
Oh, wow.
And moved to St. Louis. And all the way up to St. Louis, even living in St. Louis, I always identified as Coloradan, Denver. And then when I moved from St. Louis to Southern California in 2004, then I really identified as St. Louisan for the longest. But
why?
As
like what changed in you that made you,
you know, I was there and I really loved the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
No, it was my formative years, high school and the first part of my college, you know? So, I mean, that was like those years where I'm getting a license and, you know, meeting girls and, you know, doing illegal
things.
Behaviors, you know? So, I mean, that was where I became, you know, started coming into my own, as it were.
Yeah. I think when you were here last, we were talking about a record called Patsy.
Yeah,
which
Patsy.
Has been quite a number of projects.
What is Patsy?
It's a record. It's in your catalog. You can find it. In preparation for today, I watched a 20-something minute documentary that was done on you, about you, starring you.
I did not commission it, for the record.
Well, you had to know what was going on.
Yeah.
It kind of tracks you and just the life and times of a touring musician trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, what was your take on it?
Well, I liked it. I mean, it was an interesting thing to watch. I have had so many conversations with people that do what you do that a lot of it was relatively familiar to me. See, you know, it seems like it's a challenging way to make a living.
I will say that the one regret I had about the little film was that I felt like it didn't even capture 20% of how hard that year was. Because he wasn't around for, I mean, a lot of the really gritty, painful stuff.
Would you have let him be around?
Absolutely, yeah. I've known him since college.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I feel like it gives a picture. And yeah, I continue it. I turn 39 next week. I continue to be gut checked with, you know, the realities of how do you continue to try to make this a sustainable thing.
Yeah. The documentary is called Snake River Blues. There was also like an EP that came out of music around the same time. This was back in, I think, 2016. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear a tune. I want to talk about the next project that you were working on, which was 2017's album Into the Red, which we had here at the station, which is, I think that's the one with the interesting cover photo. Is that right?
Sure.
Yeah,
is.
Of you with the paint and everything else. Well, let's hear a tune. What do you want to play first for us today?
Well, this is one that I wrote shortly after Mr. Tom Petty passed away, and it's kind of a tribute song to Tom Petty. It's called Burning Grass.
Right on. Decker is playing live today here at Jefferson Public Radio.
So keep your eyes wide open. Don't now, got you surrounded. Put all your hands where I can see. Gonna walk, gonna run, gonna crawl. I'm gonna fly now. Be anywhere, just not with me. So keep your eyes wide open. Don't you even blink. So shut your mouth for just one moment. Don't you even speak. Takes a little getting used to, maybe. We'll have to wait and see. Sometimes life's like a locomotive coming this way. As far as I can see, it takes a little getting used to you, maybe. You'll have to wait and see. Sometimes life's like a locomotive coming this way. This way.
That one is called Burning Grass. It's music from the new release, Born to Wake Up. Decker is my guest today here on JPR Live Sessions. You can find information online at deckermusic.org. In 2017, we should say, in case people didn't know or I didn't mention at the top, you're here by yourself, but you do have some toys down by your feet and some other things, and even some things that we're deciding not to use today that you brought in.
You don't always have to use every tool in the toolbox. Yeah, I've got a lot of toys. You know, it takes a lot for one man to sound good when that man is me.
Yeah, do your songs take on a different character or tenor or meaning when you're playing them by yourself as opposed to being in a band?
I suppose the songs are just always taking on a meaning. You know, they're written with a meaning, and then they kind of evolve into this, you kind of focus on this musical thing, and then, you know, you record it. I mean, the whole thing is such a journey of, you know, it's like, well, oftentimes you'll hear these bands that play some song they've been doing for 20 years that everyone wants to hear, and they play it kind of differently, sings it differently, you know. So, you know, kind of, you know, I'm not trying to place myself with the greats, but often you hear the greats talk about, like Tom Waits or something, that the song comes from the ethers. You know, I mean, like, it is this kind of inaccessible thing that you try to channel, you know. And I mean, I will state that that is my experience of it. So such as to say, some of these things kind of happen, and you know, you're having awarenesses of realities or relationships or great truths that you don't even really know about. And then as you've written about it, you kind of start seeing it. So yeah, I mean, as you sing it every time, you're in the journey with that energy still.
I mentioned just before the song, this next record that came out in 2017, Into the Red, you, after bouncing around from Denver and Dallas and Louisville, you ended up in Sedona. And that record specifically, you have talked about really being inspired by the beauty of your surroundings. And you have also talked about the connectedness that you feel with that area of Arizona in every part of your being.
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, I, in the movie, I mentioned that they say your body cells regenerate every 7 years, so you're kind of a different person. You know, like it's kind of our view as humans is that we're like separate. You know, we're this thing. I am Brandon Decker, and you're Eric Thiel.
Yeah. Right?
But I mean, really, it is one thing. I mean, Earth is just a tiny piece of dust in the whole thing. So I mean, really, where you are and where you are breathing and recreating cell, I mean, you are it. You're there, and I definitely felt, you know, rebirthed in Sedona. There'd be times where I'd like be playing in some water or on a mountain, and you know, I mean, I just felt like a little cell, you know, burrowed in the hole of that place. And yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that. Yeah.
I mean, you spent like, what, almost 20 years there?
No, 10 years.
Oh, 10 years there.
Not that old, Eric.
You do have a birthday. In the movie, I mean, one of the premises of the movie was obviously just the challenge of making it, right? Of bringing an income enough to you know, continue the lifestyle. And after having spent 10 years living in Arizona and Sedona, you packed up.
I see where you're going with this.
And you moved to one of the most expensive places in the United States to live.
Yeah.
The Bay Area.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
Well, I followed my son up there, in short. But as I said earlier, you know, I moved to Sedona when I was 28, and my plan was never 28 to death. You know, and so it was an opportunity to spread my wings a little. Best intentions or best laid plans, right? You know, because I mean, what I've been working on is a whole different set of obstacles than I thought, you know, and questions that I'm having to answer. But, you know, I wanted a chance to live somewhere else and experience something else. I fully intend to return to Sedona. But this is what life had presented. It's as simple as this. One night I had gotten done, I was doing some tour guide work in Sedona, which I really liked. And my son's mom called, and she was all uptight. And I was just like, where is this going? And, you know, she's fumbling over words. And she's like, Nate, that's her partner now. She's like, Nate got a job offer in Sonoma, California. And I just felt my whole being go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I leaned into it. I was just like, I knew it was going to happen. And I embraced it. I didn't feel resistance. I felt this is what's happening next, and so I just went along for the flow.
Does she know that, by the way, that is your voice for her? Because we just broadcast it over the radio.
You know, it could have been worse. It wasn't like the teacher on Charlie Brown or something.
Right. Well, let's hear another tune and then talk about this new project, which is connected to your son. This new record called Absolutely. Born to Wake Up. What do you want to play next for us?
This is The Garden. Tip of the hat to a little nod. There's always a nod to the greats. This one has a nod to Joni Mitchell.
This is Decker playing live at Jefferson Public Radio.
For you, soul is you lay down, play it dead, don't make a sound. I liked it better when you remembered you were God's. Leave you out there in the cold, you were draped in the king's clothes as you bathed in the sunlight, sweet rays. Well, I liked it better when you remembered you were home. Pretended you were home. First blood, it's raining down like chemicals. But don't you tell me you're afraid, cause a madman sits in some office. Oh, I liked it better when you remembered you are the one. Back to the garden. speak. There's not a word you need to say. It isn't like we didn't know how to rise up from dark nights and coffins. Ooh, I liked it better when you remembered you are love. Ooh, I liked it better when you didn't just do as you told. Ooh, I liked it better when you remembered your spirit eternal.
That is The Garden from Born to Wake Up. Decker is playing live for us today here on JPR Live Sessions. That new record, Born to Wake Up, you have talked about being a love letter to your son, who is 8, you said? 8 years old now?
8 in June.
8 in June. Congratulations.
It is a love letter. A love letter to my son, a love letter to Sedona, a love letter to myself. And others, you know, it was an album that was really about softening, you know, so much of my life has been kind of calloused and, you know, even so much of that work that I've done, like we've been talking about, you know, just causes you to, you're just grinding. And I feel like so many of us are grinding in life, you know, for a variety of reasons, which we could talk over a beer about, but. You know, so, and I was just, you know, it's a process that had really been happening and it still is. But yes, I mean, my son is, he's my everything.
Yeah. You mentioned your birthday. There is another significant event, and that is a recording of a new record as part of a 10th anniversary show and celebration. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So this year, I mean, you know, obviously didn't want to go. I really believe in this Born to Wake Up album that I made. I mean, it's a piece of art I stand behind, and I didn't want to necessarily jump into writing a new album just yet. I'm still, I mean, effectively touring it and sharing it. It hasn't even been out barely 6 months. Every year I kind of need a project to keep my teeth sharpened, you know, and it kind of just all became clear that, I wanted to make a live album. When I was growing up, I loved live albums more than studio albums. The studio albums, just, they were great. And that's, you know, I mean, you got to, there were things that I liked about them. I think of The Doors, for example. But I liked hearing that energy. Like, what kind of stuff are they going to say? You know, like, what do they do differently? You know, especially a lot of that 60s stuff. Like, hearing the interaction with the crowd and the political, you know. I wanted to do that. So that was what we did.
Was the idea to capture a concert in real time and then track it, or to record different songs and maybe reorder them and sequence them on the record?
Well, you never know how the sequencing will turn out in final, but the plan was definitely to capture the night. I mean, you know, I really feel like 10 years in, Decker concerts for me have become very, like, I don't drink before I perform, you know, like they are like a holding of space, like a gathering of intention and presence and connection. And so I wanted to capture what that whole thing feels like and looks like. We had it videoed by the guy who does the Snake River Blues documentary, most of our music videos.
Where was it?
Phoenix, Arizona.
No, where was the concert?
A place called it was, I mean, a music club there called Last Exit Live. They've got a good setup for that, and they're long, you know, I've been playing with them as long as I've
been playing. So friendly, rowdy faces.
Yeah, well, you know, the idea, yeah, there's a time for rowdy and there's a time to be quiet at concerts.
For sure. You know, going back to you talking about the difference between studio records and live recordings, it made me think about, in science, there's the control, right? And like the studio record is the control, mm-hmm. and then the live records are all of the experiments that you do to see what can happen that varies from that control. But you always got that studio anchor to go back to. Like, this is the way it's supposed to sound officially. And then let's see what happens.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Grateful Dead made a whole religion off of it.
They sure did. Well, and we've got a little bit of that going on today, because we've got the control from Born to Wake Up, and we've got you solo live here in our studio. Decker is my guest playing for us today on JPR Live Sessions. You can find information online. Deckermusic.org is the place to go online. Will you play us one more?
Yes. This is Awake, and this is definitely my love letter to all of us.
You were born to wake up. You were born to be new. You were born to be light. You were born to be true. You were born to be love. You were born to be light. You were born to be day. You were born to be the night. You were born to be moon. You were born to be stars. You were born to be earth. You were born to be Mars. You were born to be kings. You were born to be queens. You were born to move mountains. You were born to sing. Born to be life, you were born to be the day. the night. You were born for laughter. You were born a kind. You were born to be young. You were born to die. You were born to inspire. You were born to trust. You were born a sunrise. You were born of stardust.
That one is called Awake. Decker is playing live for us today in the JPR studios. That one almost sounds like the kind of song that might have been birthed with an acoustic over like a baby's crib or something like that. You know, it's just kind of got that charmy feel to it.
Definitely birthed over an acoustic. I wrote it in about 10 minutes. I was actually watching the documentary Jim and Andy, where Jim Carrey plays Andy Kaufman. It's about when he played him in that movie. And I was just struck by Jim Carrey's artistry. And I was a little stoned. Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah.
And I just got emotional. I started crying. And I was like, I just want to make something beautiful, you know? So every line was just kind of this line of, you know, what's the most beautiful thing I could say to myself and to you, you know, right now. And that's, so it's pretty, you know, came quickly.
Well, thanks for playing it for us.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming back. It's nice to see you again. It's been too long.
Thank you for your wonderful hospitality. I look
Absolutely.
Forward to seeing you again.
JPR live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry. Remember, you can subscribe to JPR live sessions through Apple Podcasts or find us on Stitcher or on Spotify. Support for JPR live sessions comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. Proud supporter of independent thought, whether that's online, over the air, or in a bottle. More at SierraNevada.com.